The last sentence in verse 16 tells us, "The effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much." In verse 17, James gives us an illustration from the Old Testament. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. In these two verses, James has given an illustration of the kind of prayer that God works in. In this illustration, James has given us an example of the kind of person that God answers requests from. Righteous people. Elijah was a righteous man under the old covenant, but one of like passions as we. James wanted them to know that people who get their prayers answered need not be superhuman or different from the average man. So often we are tutored in hero worship. In every walk of life, we become fans, and that is no less true in the area of Christian activity. There are those in whose lives there is manifested the mighty power and unction of God. They are transparently genuine. The hand of God is upon them. They speak with an authority that God honors. Lives are transformed. Those spiritually dead are raised to life again. Defeated, helpless, useless Christians are transformed into useful vehicles of divine life. Wherever they go, it seems that there is a touch of glory about them. We admire them. We applaud them. But we stand back as though this was to be the monopoly of the few, as though they had a special call upon the grace of God, as though this was something not for the common person. We say in our hearts, "Now that is a person that God is using. I would like to be like that." But that's as far as you get. You discuss this person with others. You admit that it's an amazing thing. And maybe you invite others to come and listen to this spirit-filled person. But you have resigned yourself to be nothing more than what you are. It has never dawned upon you that you could be anything different. So you resign yourself to sit in the balcony among the spectators. Just be an average Joe, a spiritual non-entity. This is the attitude that Paul sought to avoid in those to whom he had been privileged to lead to the Lord. That is the significance of his words and to the Philippians when he wrote, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." To the Philippians, who were tempted to lean upon Paul as their spiritual crutch, as though God had a particular interest in him that he did not have in them, he said in so many words, "All that God has given to me, he has given to you." The Lord Jesus Christ, who dwells in my humanity, is the same Lord who dwells in your humanity. What I have, you have. All that God has given to me, he has given to you. The Lord who dwells in my humanity is the same Lord that dwells in your humanity. What I have, you have. What I can be by the grace of God, you can be by the grace of God. Work out your own salvation. It is yours as much as mine. It is God, not Paul the apostle, who works in you. Recognize that all the resources that God has vested in me, in the person of his own dear son, are the same unlimited resources that he has vested in you. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.